Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 through 32. Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you, with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry, and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
Imagine yourself sitting on a park bench enjoying a gorgeous day. You see two people walking toward each other, and they're both distracted. One is looking down at a phone, thumbs flying over the screen. The other is juggling keys, a briefcase, and a cup of coffee. Before you can say anything, they run into each other. No one is hurt, but things crash to the ground and spill everywhere. There are many ways this scene could play out. Each person could get angry at the other for not paying attention, or they could accept blame and apologize. They might even ignore each other and keep walking, though that's highly unlikely. How they choose to react reveals what their character is and has the potential to color onlookers' opinions of them for better or worse. This is especially important with regard to those of us who follow Christ. Our behavior should reflect who we are becoming in Him and demonstrate that we're indeed transformed people. If we lash out in anger or frustration, we aren't following Paul's call to be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven us. However, if we choose the peaceful way of kindness and compassion, the Lord can be seen through us, and then others can be drawn to His light.